Ministry is stymied in war-torn Central African Republic. The Asha Bibi case is back in the news. And is it too early to talk about Christmas? These stories and more, just like them, on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Six more people were killed late last week. Relief groups are stymied and transportation is at a standstill in the Central African Republic. The Muslim versus non-Muslim violence is escalating. Jim Hocking with Water for Good was just there and tells MNN that they were confined to their residence. While the radio station continues operating, the water drilling work, it's all but stopped.
For a little while now, we've had to lay off most of our staff, just waiting for us to get any contracts to drill more water wells. We're still maintaining the water wells, but they do have to be very, very careful.
Other relief efforts are also hampered. More on that at missionnetworknews.org. But Hocking's asking you to pray now.
There are people that are really continuing to seek answers. Our Christian leaders need support. They're still being associated with the anti-Balaka. They are just non-Muslim.
Next, you've heard a lot about the abuse of Pakistani blasphemy laws. You've also been following the Asha Bibi case, right? It's a political hot button. Well, today, Christians around the world are being called to pray. MNN's Ruth Kramer has an update for us.
Greg, on Thursday, Asha Bibi's last appeal against her death sentence was denied. According to the Voice of the Martyrs USA, her lawyers now have 30 days to file an appeal with Pakistan's Supreme Court, and that's the highest court in the land, in Islamabad. It means another long, drawn-out process of appeals. Arrested back in 2009, Bibi was convicted under the blasphemy law in 2010, and she's been behind bars since then. Here's what her advocates are asking you to pray: that she won't lose heart, that she'll stay strong in her faith, and that others will come to know Christ through this situation. Ruth Kramer, Mission Network News.
This is Mission Network News. In the United States, it's starting to feel a lot like Hallowgivingmas. Don't blame me, I didn't write it. Christmas retail creep in October leaves a lot to be desired. Well, these days, people want to give meaningful gifts that have impact. That's exactly why Far Corners Missions offers the Giving Book. President Gary Bishop.
It gives people a chance to do a specific thing for a person on the other side of the world that has no way to provide for themselves, to give them an important gift.
Look what $6 can do.
If we go to McDonald's, we would spend $6 per person, and you can feed a daycare child in India for a whole month for that $6. Or for $6, you can give a widow woman a 5-kilogram bag of rice.
Plus, those receiving it almost always ask, why are they being helped?
That gives us the great opportunity to say it is only because of Jesus' love. And then that allows us to tell them the story of Jesus.
All you have to do is ask for your copy of the Giving Book. Details at our website. And you probably considered going on a short-term mission trip, right? Remo Paul of India Partners shares with us some of the blessings that short-term mission groups have on their ministry. He says,
when a team comes visits us, it's of a huge encouragement for us. I don't find words in my vocabulary to explain how that blesses us, encourages us, uplifts us. That would be the primary benefit. And ministry is a two-way street, so it also reverse blesses the team that comes.
Paul also cautions us to have the right expectations going into a mission trip and to recognize the threat of the enemy. A good way to do this is to look at your own life now.
Any mission starts where you are. So if you are planning to go on a mission trip, you should actually be involved in missions at your local church.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christian Aid Mission is offering the free book, Finishing the Task. It features stories of Native missionaries making an impact for Christ in their own country. The book chronicles 9 modern-day heroes of faith, all working in their own neighborhoods. Get your free copy of Finishing the Task. Just call us at 1-800-995-4828, or you can also click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.